A Moment to Remember, written by Dee Williams and read by Kim Hicks.
Chapter 1. October 1908.
And where you been?
Millie stood and looked down at her well-worn black button-up boots.
Well? Answer me, girl.
Her father was sitting in the room they used for everything. It had a table and three mismatched chairs. One had the back broken off. That was what her father did when he was in one of his frequent rages. They only possessed one armchair, which stood next to the fire. Nobody dared to sit in his chair. He moved his bulk, and picking up the brass poker, pushed it into the few paltry coals sitting in the grate, causing them to burst into flame.
Your mother's been trying to feed the kids while you've been out gallivanting.
Arthur Ashe stood up. He was a tall, well-built man with a shock of black hair. His dark eyes were penetrating, and as he was still holding the poker, Millie cringed as she stepped back. She had felt the force of her father's hand many times, and stood waiting for the blow that would send her reeling across the room.
Lost your bleeding tongue, have you?
He leaned towards her. Millie, please answer your father. Ivy Ashe was a pale, thin woman who, after having 10 children in 12 years and trying to feed her family on the pittance her husband gave her, looked worn out.
I got caught up with all those women with banners and policemen. They was marching along the road and I couldn't get through.
What?
There was lots of people and policemen and I couldn't get past.
Leave her be, Arthur. She couldn't help it.
I've seen those silly cares outside the docks carrying on about votes for women. I ask you, what the bloody hell do they want to vote for? What do women know about things like that? They should be home, looking after the old man. Don't you let me find out you're with them, otherwise you get another pasting. I can soon knock that rubbish out of you.
Millie looked at her mother.
Honest, Mum, there were such a lot of people, and I just got caught up in them.
Her father grabbed her arm.
Please, Arthur, leave it.
I'll bet she was flinging herself at them, hoping to join them. She's nothing but a dirty tramp.
Millie began to cry, and four pairs of eyes looked anxiously up at her from where her younger siblings were sitting on the floor. She was the eldest of the 8 surviving Ashe children. What was the point in trying to talk to her father when he was in one of his moods? Not that she could ever talk to him. She didn't like him, or the way he treated her dear mum. Millie, who was 13, knew what a bully he was, and wondered why her mum kept having babies, babies that she couldn't look after. Millie herself had helped to deliver the last one. That day she'd been terrified her mum was going to die. Old Mrs. Grant, the woman who was with her mum, called for Millie to help. She had held her mother's hand and mopped her brow, and all the while her mum had tightened her grip on Millie's hand and cried out in pain. Millie had stood wide-eyed and speechless when the baby came into the world. Mrs. Grant handed her the silent scrap covered with blood and instructed her,
"Wrap her up in that old towel, hold her close and keep her warm, and make sure she don't stop breathing."
Terrified, Millie did as she was told and held the baby close. Baby Helen was a tiny, fragile little thing who had fought for her life. Now, 7 months later, she was a frail, sad little girl with big blue eyes and a lovely smile.
"Millie, love, did you get the milk for Helen's bottle?"
asked her mother, who was sitting on the hard wooden chair nursing her baby. Millie knew she was trying to ease the tense situation and she just nodded.
"I'll go and warm it up."
She hurried to the outhouse that was attached like a carbuncle to the back of the terraced house. The Ashe family occupied the ground floor, which comprised a kitchen plus 2 rooms. The children all slept in one, and Millie's mother and father and baby Helen slept in the other. Her parents had a bed, but the children slept on the floor on a lumpy mattress that at times had the odd bug or two crawling in it. They shared the outhouse with a Mr. and Mrs. Booker and their 4 children who lived upstairs.